Whoa. That's the one with whom we have to do. So as I meditated on him, I'm thinking, well, no wonder. I mean, in his mind, he's seeing all. He's knowing all. He knows exactly what's going on. And he said, all of those will hear my voice. All out there, all of reality, even all that you can't see. Again, even more so, those that you can't see. People on the earth didn't see him as his spirit left his body, as he was ushered by the demons into hell. They don't know what hell looks like. They haven't seen it. They didn't see any of that stuff going down. They didn't see that awful combat that took place there in the pit. They didn't see him rising triumphantly when the Spirit of God again brought vitality, energy, God's life into his body, and he began to triumph completely over all the demonic forces, over all of hell itself, so much so that he ripped away the keys to the kingdom of darkness, busted down the door, and led captivity captive. Nobody on the earth saw that. And yet it might arguably be the biggest event that's taken place, but nobody on the earth saw it. You understand how much more goes on that we can't see? And that requires something of where we're going. In fact, all around us, these things are going on in what Jesus continually called the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Matthew usually called it the kingdom of heaven. That's in there 33 times. The kingdom of God in the New Testament is mentioned 55 times. That's nearly 100 times. And many of those were in the teachings of Jesus. He came to preach and teach the kingdom of God. And what he taught was the kingdom of God is at hand. When he sent guys out, he said, tell them the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, what do you mean? Well, it's right here, right now. All around us, the kingdom of heaven. And remember, Basileia, the word for kingdom, it is the realm and rule of a king. It is the rule of authority of a sovereign king. The kingdom of God has a king. His name is Jesus. He is the king. He came to be the king. He is the king, and his sovereign rule is all around. You know, we talk about there being 6 billion people on the planet, or 7 now probably. There's more angels than that. You know, we talk about the earth and our solar system and all these things we can contact, and yet again, the cosmologists, the scientists tell us that the earth is still expanding. Stars are still being created. We talked about that last week. These things are still going on. There's more out there that we don't see than what we do see. And right now, we don't see around us all of the angelic beings that are here. We don't see. We don't comprehend. However, we can. It's like Gary's song. Through the eyes of faith. Because it's laid out for us. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. As God speaks these words, as the Spirit speaks these words into your heart, as he shines through the reflection of the face of Jesus, his knowledge into you, exceeding physical reality and human knowledge, you can experience these things. These words are true. Meditating on all this stuff, I was all excited. I mean, I'm like floating around the ceiling. And then I hear this question, because we're talking about presenting. Why did you laugh? She sees this all the time. presenting evidence, okay? Presenting evidence. Jesus was presenting evidence of reality, right? And hallelujah, I'm thinking about all the reality. I'm seeing all you can't see, and I'm just rejoicing in him. And it was like real plain. He said, yeah, what evidence? And I was like, do what? Well, the evidence of reality, what evidence? What evidence? And I'm thinking, I mean, I was immediately overwhelmed. I started thinking about how many verses of scripture you said of himself. You go through there from Matthew through really the beginning of Acts. All of the things that went on, all of the things he taught and said, all of the actions that took place. And I was like, you know, I'm sorry, Father, this assignment is too big. Like, maybe some other time when I got months to think about that, I don't know. I was just kind of bummed out. I went from ecstasy to agony, you know? And then I thought of one verse of scripture. That's Luke 7:22. When the disciples came from John and said, John wants to know, are you the one or do we look for another, right? And Jesus replied and said, go and tell John what you've seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them. And who, this is the enhanced version, and who is not offended in me is makarios. Happy. Who is not offended in me is happy. Happy. And that happy struck me. In fact, that was this morning. I was meditating over that again. I'm going, you've ever noticed how many people who think about last week when we talked about Christianos, okay? How many of those people look happy to you? How many sound happy? But Jesus said, if you're not offended in him, if you're believing into him, he said they're happy. Most translations use that word as blessed. But makarios is not, be blessed, brother. I'm sure it's just me. But I heard that word so many times for so many years from so many mouths that I knew that a lot of them didn't really know what they were talking about. And it just became a phrase, you know? And I remember digging into it years ago and finding out, wait a minute, this word like the Beatitudes, blessed are they who, Jesus went on and on, right? Okay, makarios. The word really is happy. Now think about walking around to people instead of going, well, I'm blessed, brother. You're walking to people and go, how you doing? I'm happy. And they'd be going, say, do what? And if you did that enough, you probably would be. If nothing else, you'd be chuckling all the time at the reactions you get off of people going, say, what? How are you? I'm happy. How are you? I'm blessed. Okay. How are you? I'm happy. Hey, blessed, I'm happy. My dad used to do that to me, you know? I'm hungry. I'm Henry. Hi, hungry. That's what he used to do to me when I'd tell him stuff, yeah. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm happy. How you doing, blessed?